Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, and I'm so glad to be back. It's been actually, I think, a month since we came together on the Love by Intuition show live. And Bob's in the house, and we'll give out the phone number in a second. But if you're tuning in for the first time, we are a Boston-based internet radio station with all the bells and whistles. We can produce live shows, video shows with live streaming all at the same time, and it's all come together, and we're very excited to be back. I'm just really happy to be back and be done with all kinds of technical energies, we will say. So we are also the media partner for the Omega Institute, and they will be closing come October 31st, but you can still take advantage in the last week for online workshops, and many of you probably signed up to do face-to-face, so you might be there already. So keep that in mind. We'll be back with the Omega next year. We'll be going into our sixth year as partners, so that's really exciting. And wherever you are in the world, you can listen to the station, you can ask Alexa, you can listen in your cars, on the mobile, online, where we have 45 to 50 syndicated podcasts and other stations that we're syndicated with, so we're just having a good old time. Well, I have the most amazing guest. Her name is Dr. Roxanne Dalio. You might have heard, if you're listening regularly, you might have heard her name. She was back on the show years back, and I'm really excited to have her come on because she has a Energy Prime Time new e-course for children and parents. She's a renowned clinician, leader, and pioneer in health psychology. She has an unwavering passion for helping children discover their inner resources and realize their own self-worth. As a counselor in pediatric stress management, specializing in anxious children and parent coaching, her training from Harvard and the Jung Institute combine evidence-based mind-body techniques with expressive arts and anchors her work in one of the most powerful methods for awakening natural healing within. So without further ado, Dr. Roxy, come on in.
All righty. Thank you, Deborah. It's so wonderful to be here. Thrilled.
Yes, and we are too. And just to remind everyone that Bob is in the house and you can call in live and talk to Dr. Roxy. Our number here is 833-220-1200. That's toll-free, 833-220-1200. So tell, for those that may not have had an opportunity to listen to the older archive show, tell a little bit about your work and your so driven to help children and parents.
Yeah, I would be happy to. You know, as a youngster, I myself had a learning disability. I don't know if a lot of people know this or if I mentioned it to you, Deborah, but I honestly struggled with reading, learning how to read. And actually, when I was about 5 years old, the parochial school that I went to in New Jersey did, as every school does, standardized testing to capture your IQ. And the test revealed that I was scoring as a mentally retarded child. Well, when my mother got a hold of that report, she said, my child is definitely not mentally retarded, and I am going to take her to every specialist in New York City to prove to you that this test is not right. And thank goodness I had parents who cared enough to take it to the next level and discovered that I had a reading disability. I have dyslexia and test anxiety. So I got very anxious taking the test, and I just froze. I had a different way of handling stress, and that's what led me to the master's program at Harvard Graduate School of Education years later, where I studied cognition and learning and discovered there were many inadequacies around standardized testing for children, not the least of which you cannot get a true read on a person's intelligence and their intellectual and educational aptitude when they are using their brain in a unique way. And for me, my parents always said, Roxy, you have a very good brain. It just works differently. And you learn how to adjust to, you know, the task at hand and never give up on yourself. Just never give up. And so through the years, I think my appreciation for that kind of cheering on gave me a way to translate that for other children, and my creative brain, thinking out of the box for solutions, I leveraged with boundless creativity to come up with different ways to support children when they were anxious and afraid. And that's really how I got started.
Mm-hmm. And then you created, you're the founder of MindWorks for Children. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So as I was working in the children's hospital with terminally ill children who were really struggling just to survive the treatment, I happened to read an ad in the paper where they were looking for a research assistant to Dr. Benson's mind-body clinic. And I was taken on as a research assistant, and I learned through Dr. Benson's mind-body clinic at the Harvard Medical School all of the groundbreaking research that was proven to show that our mind and our emotions definitely affect our immune system. And what I started to cultivate was a series of audio programs of relaxation, because Dr. Benson was teaching adults how to relax, and I thought I could teach children how to relax, but I would do it more with inviting their imagination and having them use mental imagery to conjure up pleasurable experiences and relive them in their minds. Because one of the research papers I read suggested that we have proof that there's a profound influence of emotions on health, and that mental images which evoke emotions of anxiety or despair can be lethal, while mental images of tranquility and confidence and hope can be life-giving. So I began to write programs that used the sound of my voice with music and storytelling technique, and developed a series of cadenced guided imagery narrations to help anxious children help themselves calm down and relax.
Which, in this day and age, that one of my questions would be, what are affecting children and parents today? I mean, what most of us could guess, but please share from your perspective and from your experience working with them.
Well, I would say we have quite a task these days, because most of the families I'm working with are completely exhausted and overwhelmed, not the least of which mothers are given the biggest pressure because of the pandemic shutdown. We have more families studying, working, and living all together at home, and all of the organizing goes on the mom to take care of moving things forward and making sure the children are following the Zoom conference calls and doing all sorts of things, more so online than not. And I know that they are feeling more anxious, and there's a lot of kids who have emotional eruptions because they're picking up the anxiety from their parents. So they're feeling more and more stressed themselves, nervous, depressed, lonely even. And when that happens, really what I believe is that parents are trying to help their children, but so many of them actually don't have their own tools to take care of their inner energies and their emotional life. So they don't know how to minister and be with the children, and that's what this course is about. Because I felt from hearing all of the stories from the parents that they wanted to find a way to reach their kids without knowing the techniques to do so, and that's what I'm putting together. And I know that, you know, for thousands of years, parents have passed on a repository of knowledge that was considered valuable wisdom that they could give their children. And these days, it's as if parents want to go to specialists, like other people know better than they do. And I'm saying, no, that's not true. Your child needs you. You are the most important link for that child to feel safety and security, and it's no more obvious than today in what's happening with our families and the stress that the kids are going through. So if you want to find your own parental spontaneous wisdom that is the source of all successful parenting, and you want to awaken your instinct for positive parenting, then you want to learn these fundamentals that I'm teaching in the course Energy Primetime.
Very good. One of the other thoughts I had is you can be a kid and surrounded by family and still feel lonely. Isn't that true?
Absolutely true. And I'll tell you what the real difference is. When I interviewed many families who approached me about especially their middle school students who were expected to keep up with the accelerated pace in academic and social life, or kids who were college bound, I discovered that they were on the phone a lot of the time, and their peers were becoming more of their go-to for information and support than the parent. And if the parent asked the kids to put down their phone or to, you know, put away the phone, you would have thought you asked them to cut off a limb. They were so adverse to disconnecting with their peer groups. But parents really have to step in and realize that they have a potency that only they can bring to their children. And what is happening to kids is that they're having it's obvious that there's a strong missing link to tolerating discomfort in any form. Discomfort meaning like not knowing what's going to happen, or discomfort meaning just emotionally feeling uncomfortable. And what a mom told me, she usually tries to rush to fix that. And I'm saying what we need to do is pull back and be present as a parent, as an adult, and to teach how to be with all of the feelings, all of the human experience that is like a tapestry of emotions ranging from happy to disappointed, from frustration to anger, sadness and pain, all of it there to be felt and appreciated, most importantly, to grow from. Because often discomfort informs us of a new way to be, of a need for change, readjustment, adaptability. These are all qualities that leaders have and that we want our children to step into. So we do them no favor by trying to protect or overprotect them. So I believe what is missing is the ability to establish a feeling of inner strength and security and confidence and feeling good about themselves no matter what is happening in the world, no matter what is happening in life. And that is the essential part for a parent to reclaim their power to parent, not by using drugs or a particular strategy, but rather recognizing the absolute potency of the attachment, specifically bonding with your child. When you know how to strengthen the bond you have with your child, you draw him closer. And you do this when you act as a compass point. And the easiest way to develop the skill and bonding experience is to make time to be with him, to be present. Discover the pleasure of hiking an unmarked trail. Turn off the cell phone. Turn on the physicality. Be with your child. Get outdoors, shoulder to shoulder. Stay close. Give of yourself. Tell your child your story as you walk in nature. Breathe. Feel the freedom, the expansiveness, the life force energy all around you. And allow that not knowing of where the trail will take you to become the way of being in the moment, moment by moment, and allow not knowing to connect you and to keep you close, and let your child lean on you as a guide. Here's the secret sauce, Deborah. Give your child something of you that he cannot get from his peers, devices, or drugs. Tell your story. It is the most powerful thing that distinguishes you from everyone else.
Absolutely. All
your story,
all beautiful.
I mean about your story, you know, like your story. Tell your story of a time in your life when you felt anxious or scared or afraid, and what did you do to help yourself? Maybe it was that you, I don't know, took a rigorous bike ride to cope, or maybe you ran as fast as you could to blow off steam, or maybe you wrote in a journal or painted or sculpted, or maybe you just took out a hammer and nails and built something. Whatever it was, it is the most important form of connection you can use to restore the attachment relationship.
Beautiful. And now, one of the things that comes to the surface, as we all know, is that there are many parents out there that didn't have the upbringing and didn't have the safety feeling and love surrounding them and the support and all the things that come with caring parents. If they did not have the opportunity to experience it, then it becomes more of a challenge to give to a child. And I'm going to leave that with you, Dr. Roxy, because we're coming up on a break, and I would like to let everyone know that Dr. Roxy has a guest. Her name is Christine Burl Howland. She was just 13 years old when she came to Boston Children's Hospital, where she met Dr. Roxy, the expressive arts therapist for bone marrow transplant patients. And she's going to tell her story, and we want to hear all about how she came to be, and she is the mother of three teenagers now. So without further ado, we are going to go out for a break. Stay with us. I'm going to give the number another time. It's 833-220-1200. You can go on Dr. Roxy's website. It's DR for doctor, DR Roxanne Dalio, D as in dog, A, L as in love, EO.com. You'll be able to see the Energy Prime Time new e-course that she is offering. There are effective PowerPoints that bring fast relief from chaos to calm when you connect with your child like never before. I love that. Stay with us. We're going to come back, and we're going to introduce Christine Burl Howland, and they will talk together. And she's actually been a client of Dr. Roxy's, and she's out there in New York, but she graduated from BC, Boston College. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Looking for your own personal roadmap to understanding the universe and your place in it? Learn to use astrology to understand yourself, friends, family, and current events, and improve your life in the process with author and astrologer Gal Sasson. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Learn to Read Your Astrology Chart at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, October 14th to the 16th. Learn more at eomega.org.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back. We are with Dr. Roxanne Dalio, a renowned clinician, leader, and pioneer in health psychology. She is the founder of MindWorks for Children, and she has a brand new e-course called Energy Prime Time, directed to parents and children. And we are welcoming in one of her clients, Christine Burl Howland. So welcome to the show, Chris.
Oh,
Well, thank you so much for having me, Deborah, and Roxanne for reaching out to me.
Yeah, so I'll leave it to you and Roxy. Roxy, do you want to ask some questions or share some information? And, you know, one of the things that I think is important, most of our listeners, I believe, know what guided imagery is. But could you give an example, Dr. Roxy, so that those that may be new would understand exactly what it is?
Yes, of course, of course. And I know Chris has her interpretation, because I walked her through many a journey. It's an imaginary journey to a beautiful, peaceful place using a storytelling technique. I narrate a story, and I use the cadence and rhythm and rhyme of my voice to lull a child and mother and father into a relaxed state of rest and calm while they use their own inner imagination and vision to see the pictures in their mind. And as they do, it relates and translates into the physical body. Their physiology shifts gears from stress, anxiety, to rest and relaxation. And we know now from the research that these mental images and the visualizations that I share with the children set to music with sound effects, it could be birds or the ambiance of a forest or whatever, that actually it can either promote the immune system to heal more rapidly, or just allow the child to go deeper into a rest and a good night's sleep. And so these are recommended to be used late afternoon or early evening right before bed. And there are many of them, 10 titles in all, on the website. And I am encouraging the listeners to go to my website, drroxannedalio.com, and get your free gift that I have waiting there for you, and a sample of the guided imagery relaxation programs.
Perfect.
Right. Now, Chris, I would love to know if you would like to share the story of Lilia and how she responded to the Way of the Bear and the Way of the Leaf audio programs.
Yes, I would love to. And just to give a little background, I contacted Dr. Roxy after years of not being in contact, because I was struggling with my own three children as a single parent. And the tapes that Dr. Roxy sent, specifically The Way of the Bear and The Way of the Leaf, helped my then 7-year-old daughter manage a lot of stress, anger, confusion, things that she was dealing with that really impacted her behavior, which impacted our entire family dynamic. And so, for instance, The Way of the Bear, you know, after listening to it, my daughter created a little, so to speak, cave in her bedroom with pillows and blankets and set up, you know, like a fort. But she kept it up, and I let her keep it up. And she would go there on her own without me prompting when she needed time to reset, reconnect with herself. And the change in her behavior and mood was immediate and drastic. And that's just one example of how the visualization and the tapes really helped a 7-year-old.
Yeah, beautiful. That's always wonderful to hear. I love when children use their own imagination and take it to a creative level. When they're listening and they are hearing me say, go to your bear cave to recharge your battery, to, you know, calm down, to make an imaginary fort or a cave with blankets over a table, is just a wonderful mechanism, and this is what the course is about. I'll take you through effective routines step by step so you can masterfully learn how to use the power of inner energies to radiate calm and vitality for your own children. And that's why I love hearing the stories, Chris, of how else you have noticed using suggestions that I've given you are useful to the children and what the listeners might take away as examples.
Mm-hmm. So another thing that really transformed our family from, you know, sort of a parent getting upset or, you know, resorting to what the culture, common culture out there says to do, right, which is sort of send your child to time out and all these sort of punitive measures, when you switch that and you're intentional about sort of setting up the environment for success for your children, it really makes a world of difference. And so one of the things that Dr. Roxy helped me with is using art, which is something she used with me when I was a patient, as when I met her at Children's Hospital as a patient years before. And that was just the kids using paint, brushes, and rolls of paper and easels I had set up in the kitchen. And, you know, you had to kind of let go of the being in control and not wanting anything to be messy, because the kids really took to painting. And, you know, in the background we would have classical music playing, and it helped them process one particular time when we had a death in our family of someone very close to them. They were really struggling and had a lot of questions, and I reached out to Dr. Roxy, and she sent me some art supplies and told me what to do, and it was like instantaneously the whole energy in my children, in our home, changed and shifted, and everything was calm. And I know, you know, listeners or parents may think, oh, my kids wouldn't do that. But it's really true, I believe, if you as a parent can learn it and embody it, then it's your kids, I feel like, will be much more receptive to you. And because I used these techniques when I was younger in a very difficult time, I knew that they would work. And so, you know, the art was a big thing. You know, even just how you welcome the kids when they wake up in the morning. You know, something I started doing is always lighting a candle and putting a teapot on and always making a hot breakfast, even if they didn't eat it. Just the simple act of preparing something for them with love in my heart. And, you know, I just feel like they, you know, need to wake up with warmth and love. And children feel that. Even if you don't say anything, they can sense your energy and feel the love that you have. And then, you know, being out in nature is a big thing that I've done with my children from a very young age. And so they've been accustomed to that. And they know when they go outside, even if we walk for 5 minutes, their whole frame of mind shifts, their mood shifts. And so even my children are teenagers now, and you will see us walking the neighborhood, all of us together. And it's funny because they comment sometimes you see other parents just walking their dog alone, but it's always all of us together.
I love that.
Or walking our dog, and they've grown up with that, so it's, you know, normal for them.
Sure.
You know, and another thing, if I can say one more thing that has really helped my children and helped me tremendously is what Roxanne did say about the guided imagery. I didn't know that was the term. When I used it, it was sort of visualization, and I have used that with my kids, not as much as me talking to them, but me sort of, well, I guess it was me talking to them, you know, telling them to visualize a place where they are happy and peaceful. And, you know, people kind of use this term, go to your happy place, I feel, too loosely, and sort of downplay the real significance of it and the power that it has. And I was, through Dr. Roxy's visualization techniques, what she taught me, I was able to not have any pain medication during my illness in the hospital for 3 months. And it really, and I do believe it helped me survive, because I really should not have survived. But I kept imagining myself swimming in an ocean and being in the sun and being tan and being happy. And that is what I would visualize over and over again. And I never actually looked at my current state or thought about how I actually looked and how sick I was. I only focused on that image that I had in my mind of being healthy. And I do believe it had a huge impact.
Beautiful. It's true, Chris. It's very powerful. And let me just underscore, it's not enough for a parent to say, oh, honey, you know, go to your happy place. Or a lot of parents say to me, oh, I just told him to go to his room and calm down. I'm like, you know what? They don't know how to do it. I know it sounds simple, but if you don't paint the picture and use the sensory cues, like the sounds, the taste, the smells of what it is that you encounter in this beautiful, relaxing place, whether you're yourself looking at a photo or whether you're using your imagination, you must activate the child's mind with the stimulus that is sensory, multisensory filled, so that the imagination can be activated. And the more you can paint the picture, the more easily they can see it with their eyes closed or with their eyes open. So, you know, that's an important thing to remember. They need us to guide the imagery. That's why it's called guided imagery relaxation.
There's been work on, actually we have Dr. Emmett Miller, who's been an MD for 50 years. He has his own show with us, and he has done amazing healing work working with kids and adults. And there's actually documentaries that have been created by Emmy-winning director Jerry Scher. I'm sorry. And there was this one particular young boy, 6 years old, with a brain tumor, and they didn't have any, they couldn't offer anything for him. And he is now in college in his 20s because he used guided imagery and a number of other things, and they had a clean diet, all organic. So, I mean, the power of what the mind can do for the body, it's phenomenal. We're the machine that we have been given has so much potential if we actually worked with it.
Right, just given the proper conditions to set it up for. Yes, and I am quite familiar with Dr. Emmett Miller's work. I've followed him for many years. Very, very excellent. Yes, he was someone I studied as well because of his work in guided imagery and relaxation. Yes, very, very powerful research.
Yes, and he's still going. He's still going. So we're coming up on a break, our last break, and I want to put the number out again because there's still time. Don't be shy. Dr. Roxy would love for you to call in. And so the number is 833 1-800-220-1200. Bob will answer your call and put you through to us, and you can ask your question or share. And we will be back more with both Dr. Roxy as well as Christine Howland to speak more about the experiences they've had. And don't forget to go to her website, Dr. for Dr. Roxanne Dalio, DALEO.com. That's where you can learn more about the new e-course, Energy Primetime. There are audio programs there. There's a lot of, there's videos. There's a lot of information that you can take in. So don't go away. We'll be back more in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids Children's Book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 800-944-1001.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Dr. Roxy, could you share a little bit about, as I mentioned earlier, you know, if parents haven't had a solid bringing
up,
have you actually worked with them prior to opening up the healing work for their kids? Or do you work with them all together?
No, actually, I do connect with the parents, particularly the mothers, before I even see the children, because I need to get a lay of the land on what the parent knows and what they feel, because it's directly communicated to the child. So that gives me information. And one of the reasons why I wanted to share about Energy Primetime is to tell parents that there are 4 pressure points or daily checkpoints for you and your child throughout the day. And this program is designed to really lay it out very smoothly and easily. And I'll bring Chris back in to tell specifically how she's implemented these prime time checkpoints. The first one is, I call it, first one, top of the morning. And that is the heartful send-off. You send off your child, as she was saying, she makes a warm breakfast. But the key in her storyline was she grounds herself first. Her intention is to stay calm, not frenetic, not racing around, not telling the kids, hurry up, we're going to be late, hurry up, screaming their head off. No. She is calm, and she is quiet, and she is generating energetically a feeling in her heart, all is well, I love you, right? All right, the second one is the welcome back. After you send them off, you welcome them back from school, afternoon delight. I tell parents who are working, please stop whatever you're doing 10 or 15 minutes before you have to pick up the children or get the children through the doorway and be ready to welcome them. Set the tone. Use the sensory modalities. Light a beautiful candle. Put hot cider on the stove so it smells beautiful when they come through the door. Sit with them shoulder to shoulder on the couch or in front of a fire. Whatever, as Chris said, color pictures together or just listen to music. My mother called it loving time. And from 4 or 5 years old, we couldn't wait to get our loving time one-on-one with mom. She had three children, too, and we would listen with her to opera. She would brush my hair or rub my back, and I would just be so nourished. And it's why I can give children all the love that I've been given. But that's the modeling that I give the parent who never had it. And it continues. The third special time, and the key energy point, is bedtime. Take it to your dreams. Let the child have a moment to connect with you. You might use a guided imagery relaxation together. You might rub them on their back or do essential oils. Use a teaching tale or a story to just calm them down and connect. This is not the time to solve intense problems. It's the time to get ready for rest and to tell your child, we will get back to this very soon, but this is not the time to get upset about something. This is your time to calm your mind and your body. And the fourth one is, of course, the mealtime, the heart of the family life. And that has almost been extinguished. Many, many times I hear families say, I don't have time. I've got to run through the fast drive and get the meals on wheels and not have a breaking bread. I recommend lighting a candle, saying grace, making it a sacred moment. Go around the table. Ask each member, how was your day? How was your day? I know that Chris has specific things that she's done, and I'd love her to share either a mealtime vignette or afternoon delight.
Please.
Okay. yes. No, everything you say just resonates with me so much. And, you know, I guess it's funny because Dr. Roxy's had such an impact on me that I've taken jobs over the years raising my kids as a single parent so I can be home. I can pick them up from school, and I know that's not the case for a lot of parents, but I really believe it's made a big impact. So something like, you know, welcoming the kids home from after school, I always have light a candle, and if I can't be there, I tell the kids to light a candle, and I usually try to, I know this sounds so old-fashioned, but bake something. You know, the big thing is muffins, maybe have, again, something hot, like hot tea, hot chocolate. I don't know what it is about the warmth, and Dr. Roxy, you may know more about that, but there's something about just light and warmth that reaches children's hearts in my experience. I don't have, medical background on this, but it really does. And I guess one other example is bedtime. And again, I just kind of want to say it's really countercultural. So if there are parents out there listening, you know, the culture tells us, oh, just put your kids to bed so you can have your me time alone for yourself. And I find that the time I've spent with my kids over all these years at bedtime has been, you know, the best time connecting with them. And, you know, each child is different. Like one of my daughters, she wants me to rub her back every single night, and she's 17 years old. And I go through what Dr. Roxy taught me and did with me, which is like, you know, imagine your head all the way down to your feet and, relaxing each part of your body. And, you know, foot massage is another very helpful technique in relaxing children in a very natural way. I think we really turn to, like Dr. Roxy said, medication and these sort of quick fixes, which actually can really have the reverse effect on kids. But it is kind of amazing how, like, very natural methods of connecting with your children through, like, cooking and touch and music and just the heart-to-heart connection it really makes a difference. So I think that answers.
Yeah.
Okay.
The quality that you're pointing to is that it's the quality of a parent being present. What does it mean, be present? Well, your presence has the quality of staying with, feeling with your child.
Yeah.
You're in the same zone. And even if the feelings are discomfort, as I said before, rather than pleasure, you stay with whatever is happening and you allow for all the emotions without yourself getting ruffled and feeling like we have to push them away. You're holding space inside your heart, not rushing to take the pain away, just to say, let's sit with this for a moment. And Chris, you mentioned something very important earlier when we spoke before we came on the show about the importance of doing a welcome back, especially when kids of divorced parents have transition time, when they come home Sunday night. Do you want to talk a little about that?
Yes, because my kids would go to their fathers every other weekend, and this has gone on for 12 years, so since they were very young. And they would often come back agitated and kind of mad at me, but not knowing why they were upset at me. And so something that I started doing, again, is with your advice, lighting candles. When they come in, have something cooking on the stove, and have artwork or just, you know, crayons, depending on their age, crayons, paper, things for them to just automatically do, and food out on the table, and not bombarding them with questions, but just letting them feel their emotions. And if they were upset with me, sort of letting that be, because I, as the adult, understood it really had nothing to do with me. It was, whatever they were experiencing at their father's house, there could have been negative energy. He could have said negative things about me, but I didn't need to know. I don't need to know the details. It's just, you're home with me now, and I love you, and you can feel how you can feel how you need to feel, but I'm here. I think it's what you just said about being present and staying with them through all of it, even if it's them lashing out at you, right? But you're the adult, and you know they don't have the words or the life experience to process the emotions. So that's where the, painting and coloring can really help you process emotions that you don't have the words to process yourself.
Right.
Excellent. So this is something that I did that really has made a big impact and a big difference.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well said. Mm.
Yes. Well, we are coming to a close for the show, and I want to first thank Christine for coming on and sharing your family experiences and what you've done as a mom to show love and warmth and really be, you know, that safe place to come home to. So I thank you so much for that. And then for Dr. Roxy, I'm just honored to have you, knowing that the work you have done and the work you will do is making such a powerful difference in families.
Mm-hmm.
Probably father has gone farther than you could only imagine, because people talk and they'll share ideas on to someone else, a friend or whatever. So I thank you for all of that. And with the minute that's left, I'd like to leave it for Roxy. What would you like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I'd like to leave with an up note to say, all of these things are so easily implemented. It's one of the reasons why I put the course together, so that I could make it easy, step by step, very simply, to put it into your homes with your own little signature on it, your own beautiful energy print. It's a beautiful thing to appreciate the words you speak and the feelings that you hold, the thoughts that you have, all come through from your heart to your children. So make every word count.
Mm. Perfect way of ending the show. Thank you so very much, both of you. And for everyone listening, listen again, share it with your friends and family. Go to Dr. Roxy's website, listen to some of the audios, sign up for that Energy Primetime e-course. The gold, the nectar of what could happen with your family is sitting right there. So take it all in and utilize it. And until the next time we come together in love and compassion for unity consciousness, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723, or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.